It's the radio segment who lives by the holiday motto, his milkshake brings all the toys to the yard. And that's right, they're better than yours.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other shame deer just don't. This first laser story is out of the Golden Arches. You may have heard of the legendary McGold card.
Yeah!
Oh, is that the one where you get, like, free McDonald's for life?
There's a picture of it. It's a special gold-plated card for free McDonald's for life.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
so
like
cool.
Only, like, famous people and celebrities get it.
Bill Gates and Rob Lowe supposedly have one.
Okay.
Those are, like, the only two?
Yeah.
McDonald's gave away a version of it in a sweepstakes a few years back, but now it's not just for celebs and billionaires anymore. McDonald's is offering up a dozen of them, and you can actually have a shot at it.
Wow.
What?
It's part of a new season, S-Z-N, so it's season of sharing.
Okay.
Duh, that's
we're
how
being
you always do it.
Promotion.
We're being cool. Okay.
Which is happening on their app from December 5th through Christmas. And they say every day you order through their app, you earn another chance to win.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah!
Gotta
order through the app.
Well, that's not the catch. Here's the catch.
Oh.
Even though Mickey D says 12 will be given out, only 3 people will win them.
Wait, why would you need 4?
Yeah, what about the other 9?
Because, Brooke, it's the season of giving.
But
so those 3 people are going to get 4 McGold cards each. One for yourself, and then one to give out to 3 of your friends.
You know, one person is not going to understand the math behind that and think that they need all 4.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wondering, there are some limits on the McGold card. Technically, it only covers 2 free meals per week for 50 years.
Okay.
Come on.
Is that even worth it?
Did they limit Gates, too? I want to know that.
They didn't make it a silver card at this
point. Right.
I know this kind of seems like a McDonald's ad, but they didn't pay us anything to do this, believe it or not. I thought it was just kind of a cool promotion.
Yeah.
Not that cool, though.
Just wanted to talk about it.
Boring.
Well, this next laser story is out of San Antonio. A 23-year-old named Sonida Soto FaceTimed her boyfriend last week. She was shocked when another woman picked up the phone.
Hello?
Was that the woman?
Wow.
Saucy, right?
Yeah.
It turned out to be one of his relatives.
Oh, okay.
But Sonida didn't know that.
Oh.
So instead of asking the woman who she was, she did the next best thing.
Oh, no.
Went over to her boyfriend's house while no one was home and set it on fire.
Jealous
okay.
much?
She either texted a video or FaceTimed him again while doing it, because there is a shot of his couch on fire, and she told him, quote, "I hope your house is okay."
Oh, my gosh.
Good thing there's no evidence pointing back to her.
I can see Alexis doing this, even if he just didn't answer. It's just like, wait, what?
I'd give him like 2 calls. At least.
2 chances?
Yeah.
How generous. He called the fire department, but it was too late.
Oh, no.
The whole house went up in flames, and it was a total loss.
All because his cousin answered the phone?
Oh, my God.
Or is his sister? Who is it?
Yeah.
you're really curious now, too.
But it doesn't matter. It's a family member.
So people on GoFundMe have donated over $15,000 to help him and his young daughter out. Maybe it was the daughter that answered the phone. It's kind of her fault.
Please tell me they've broken up.
Please tell me.
He says he'd only been dating Sonida for a month when this happened.
I guess when the red flag is literally your house in flames.
Anyway, she got arrested 2 days later.
Whoa.
She's facing burglary and arson charges.
Ooh.
And yes, if you're wondering, he did break up with
her. Okay, good.
And he deleted the dating app that they met on.
All right, that's...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ruined
for scarred for a minute.
This next laser story is out of Holiday Headquarters.
Yay!
You guys remember the scene in Elf? When Will Ferrell has spaghetti for breakfast and he covers it in candy and maple syrup.
How could you have sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes.
My favorite Christmas movie.
Such great.
So well, now great you can enjoy some for yourself because a new meal kit version is coming next week.
Santa's coming to town. Oh, my God.
It's all legit because Warner Brothers teamed up with the meal kit service HelloFresh.
Oh, my God.
And the kits include everything you need. It has pasta, marshmallows, various types of candy, maple syrup, chocolate cereal, and chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts.
I love them and love them. I don't care who knows. was it?
It's so cute.
I want to try it.
I hope they don't put their nutrition facts on the box.
Oh, yeah.
That would ruin it.
I'm diabetic. That box would kill me. Yeah. But it's very cute.
Well, you'll be able to order the kits at HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com.
Oh, cute. Aww.
That starts on Monday. And each one costs $15 and makes 2 full servings of Buddy the Elf Spaghetti.
Aww. Tasty.
So that's cute. Expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
But they're going to sell out fast. You'll have more than one chance to buy. They're making a limited number available each day, Monday through Friday. They go on sale 12:25 p.m. Eastern, which is 9:25 a.m. Pacific.
Okay, that just blew my head. So how about we just put a link in our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey?
All right, we'll put more work for Digital easy. Jake. Sorry, Jake. This next laser story is out of Sweet Treat Central.
Wait, weren't we just there?
We're still here.
It gets even sweeter.
Oh, we haven't left.
Because CandyStore.com released its annual list of the most popular holiday candies.
Oh.
Good.
And here's their top 5 that we're going to be buying this month. Number 5 is a tie between Hershey Kisses and Chocolate Santas.
Oh. I love the Chocolate Santas.
Dude, I know.
Not a big fan.
Dude, no. I prefer a real kiss from a mall Santa, but whatever. Number 4, Starbursts.
Yes!
For holidays?
Yeah, I guess apparently people love those for the holidays.
They don't even make them in red and green only or anything.
Oh, yeah. Red?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Number 3, always a staple at any holiday event, are M&M's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And green and
red.
For
sure.
Yeah. Sorry, green and red. Candy dishes.
Number 2, no surprise, Mini Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Creamy.
Which come in gold, red, and green wrapping around the holidays.
And the ones shaped like Christmas trees.
Far superior. Yes. Those ones are so good.
There's like the pumpkin-shaped ones at Halloween.
And again, staying at number 1 for the 68th year in a row.
Wait, what is it? I can't think
of it. It's got to be candy canes.
All your aunts and uncles have them. Probably your parents, too.
It's
Peppermint Bark. All I do is win. It is the top choice once again this year.
My mom always stocks up.
I hate it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I knew you have an issue with this list,
White
bro.
Chocolate is so gross.
The good news is it's trended down a little bit slightly this year.
Okay.
So we'll see if there's an upset next year in 2023, Brooke.
All right.
Can peanut butter cups do the impossible? That's the question. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Someone else's favorite holiday treat is on display right now for your listening pleasure. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again, same time on Monday.